Yes, great to have Brad Johnson with us, our Thursday night specialist, the Bulldogs champion, as we'll go through the rest of the games in a little bit of time for round five, of course, kicking off tonight with St Kilda and Richmond. Now, Saturday at Marvel Stadium, the Western Bulldogs get a chance to make it 5 wins on the trot to continue their perfect start to the season. They've got the Gold Coast Suns, 4:35, check your local guides. And I reckon Jason Johannesson's pretty keen to make it happen. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jason.
How you going, fellas?
We are going very well, thank you. Nice to have you with us in the build-up to another big game for you. When you got the start of the season, are you a sort of guy, Jason, that goes through and goes, oh, I can win that one, we might lose that one? Well, do you do a bit of a checklist of what might happen at the start of a season, or is you just get to the first game and see how you go?
No, I'm definitely not that type of guy. I sort of have to get told who we're playing this week because yeah, I have no idea about the fixtures. So, it's been a great start for the boys, and we're just looking to build momentum and keep it going.
JJ, I'm sure you don't look at fixtures, but I'm sure you look at venues. Now, Ballarat was good last week, a great win, but gee, it was cold and wet. Now you're back under the lid at Marvel. That definitely suits the way you play your footy.
Yeah, definitely. it was interesting conditions last week at Ballarat. Probably wasn't the worst it's been in previous years, but, you know, for me, play my best footy probably at Etihad, and you know, it's the style of play that we like to play as a team as well. So, we love playing there in front of our home fans. But, you know, Ballarat was awesome. It built such a great connection with the community out there. And we seem to play some very good footy there as well. So it's good to get a win in front of our Ballarat fans.
You've obviously started the season really well, Jason, as a team. Have you exceeded early season expectations, or did you feel that this was possible from this group early in the year?
Oh, definitely. In pre-season, we thought it was possible. We knew there was a few key factors in our game that we wanted to work on, especially defensively. And I think defensively we ranked probably definitely in the top four. I don't know if that's for sure, but in terms of intercepting the ball, limiting the opposition inside 50s and scores against, and our tackling pressure has been unbelievable. And, you know, that's the stuff we really want to improve, and we thought that would make us a great side and be hard to beat. And, so far, we've definitely lived up to the standard that we want, and we're just looking to improve.
And I guess one of the things, Jason, a part of the reason you've been so successful is pressure on spots. And you were squeezed out at the start, which I think surprised everybody.
Yep.
Was it a jolt for you as well? And how has that affected in a positive way your footy?
No, it wasn't really a surprise. Obviously, it was disappointing. But, you know, we're at the stage at this footy club where you have to be playing good footy to be in the 23 it is now. But for me, I just, lost belief in my game. And, you know, I had a good chat with Bevo and Rowan Smith, and it was just about keeping my game simple. And I went back to the VFL, and, you know, just knowing what I need to do as a teammate to impact the game and use my strengths. And, you know, that's going to be the way moving forward at this footy club, because we have such good depth. And if you're not performing at AFL level, then there's definitely guys in the VFL that will squeeze you out.
And JJ, does that, with Caleb Daniel now missing this week with the 1 week suspension, does that now push you back to what I think is your best position with that running defensive type role?
I don't know what match committee is thinking, but personally, I love playing half back, but I'll play anywhere the team needs me. I think last week I played probably wing, half forward, a bit of back as well. So who knows where I'll play? I'm just happy to be given a role and try my best. But I think Hayden Crozier might be pretty close to returning, so he might be come straight back in and slot in the back line. But, yeah, we'll wait and see.
Where do you sit in the team meetings, Jason? I'm intrigued by this.
In the second level, behind Bont, Taylor Dre, Lockie Hunter and Mitchie Wallace, next to Adam Treloar, Josh Dunkley and Latham Vandermeer.
Has that been your seat for some time?
Sorry?
Has that been your seat? Have you been the sort of same seats on the bus sort of thing for a while? Has that been your seat for a couple of years?
Yeah, I reckon a good 6 years, and I remember a couple of years ago, one of the first years, trying to sit in my seat, and I wasn't too happy. but yeah, it's at that stage where everyone's, you know, sort of got their name tag on their seat, and no one sits anywhere else.
The reason I ask is when you talked before about not knowing who you're playing, there's a lot of meetings that are had in footy clubs these days. I'm sure they reference it at some stage. I'm just trying to, I thought you might have been up the back a bit further.
No, I'm pretty good. I pay attention. I usually have, you know, one opposition team meeting, and that's when I find out who we play this week. But other than that, I'm pretty good, and I'm pretty vocal in meetings, so... I'm not like that with the, you know, the Simpsons fake glasses sleeping in back.
hey JJ, do you know it's the Bonds 150th then this week? Has anything been said about that throughout the week?
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. I think there's going to be a lot of highlight reels on social media and pumped through the football club, and it's going to be a special weekend for him, and you know, he's become such a great player, and you know, he's going to, at the end of his career, he's going to definitely be one of the greats like you, Jono, a legend. And, you know, I'm just grateful that I've had the opportunity to play with him and look forward to playing some good footy with him for many years.
Well, he's playing some good footy at the moment.
That's why I love JJ Half. That's why I love JJ, just because of the little pump-ups he gives along the way.
I just love the Simpsons reference with the fake glasses. That's brilliant stuff from him. There's been some great midfield action, of course, for the Bulldogs. It's the strongest midfield in the competition. But your key forwards have been much talked about already this season. Josh Bruce has kicked 10. You've got Tim English pushing forward, kicking 3. Norton's down there kicking a couple of last week as well. As Whitey said before, JJ, it's a team that you really have to earn your spot and do your thing. But has the forward mix been sorted, do you reckon, or will we see a couple of evolutions of this through the year?
Sorry, what was that last year?
The forward lineup, is it sort of set, do you reckon, or do you reckon there'll be a couple of additions for it?
Who knows? You know, the way they're going, it's going to be hard to get a spot. But obviously, there's players in the VFL that are really pushing their spot. Jamara was playing some good footy. Ben Kavara. We got Mick Cannon coming through from injury. And, you know, so it's going to be a tough spot to handle. But, you know, the way our key forwards are going, it's their competitiveness and not only in the air, but on the ground as well. Like Naughty's highlighted with his pressure. Josh Bruce is just competing at every contest he can get to. And, you know, that's just making us a solid team because our mid's just getting in there, but our forwards is just either taking the mask or keeping it in there.
Well, it's a great team to watch at the moment, the Bulldogs, doing great things. 4-0 to start the season, looking to make it 5. 4:35 on Saturday afternoon at Marvel Stadium against the Gold Coast Suns. That's information you need to know, Jono. Good luck to you. And I look forward to seeing how you go on the weekend, Jason. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.